טוב, בוא נדבר על פרקים בהלכה, אז עניימתם שני שגלויות, סמון עובר זיר, מזנמיה, חוץ לארץ, סמון עובר חוץ לארץ, he's right now, he's in the other side. When do you have to keep one day, when do you have to keep 2 days? טוב, if a person, לאורך השולחן, איזה אשכנזי פה יסגי. As a Ashkenazi name, but really it's a Sali, but he was an Ashkenazi for that. Anyways, he writes that if a person en da'ato lachzor ad achar yitbet chodesh, he lives in Eretz Yisrael, and he went to Chutz La'aretz, and he's not planning on coming back till more than 12 months. More than 12 months he's going to be out of the country. But afterwards he's planning on coming back. The Aruch HaShulchan says, I'm not telling you the conclusion right now. If it's more than 12 months, the Aruch HaShulchan says, he has to keep like a Ben Chutz La'aretz, even though he's planning on coming back. But there's other places we say, and most people do like this, that as long as he's planning on coming back, and he knows when he's coming back, even if he has a contract for work for 3 years, okay, and he knows after these 3 years, he's not going to sign another contract, he's finished and he's going back. It's a project that he's working on or whatever. Okay? So then he could be like a Ben Eretz Yisrael Chutz La'aretz the whole 3 years that he's there.
Okay. So he keeps 1 year or two?
He'll keep 1 day. Most places can say like that.
I was told by a Rav, he told the Israelis that if you work in
right. If you come to work, wait, if you come with your family to work in Chutz La'aretz,
right.
It's a different story. We got let's talk about it. A person who went. You went with your family to work in Chutz La'aretz. Different story. Like this. It says in the Magen Avraham, he brings down, in the Achronim. Doesn't make a difference. It says, like this. In their times, 400 years ago, 300 years ago, 200 years ago, 100 years ago, if you moved from one city to the other, from outside the Chutz La'aretz, with your family, even if you left the house and stuff in another country, you go like the place you live in. Why? For sure, even if you're planning on going back. Because right now, it's not so easy, not so simple. In those days, it's very difficult to go from one place to the other. But, right? Because of his manahim, Rabbi Amenu Nishtana, Kedin Zeh. He goes, Moshe Feinstein writes, he says like this, I can read what he says. You can't compare what was their days to the past few decades. In his days, right? Mm-hmm. At this plane, you know, you go transatlantic, from one place to the other very fast. Okay? Yeah? And therefore, if you went to Chutz La'aretz, even with his wife and children, it doesn't make any difference. Even if he went for work for say, less than a year. If he goes for more than a year with his wife and his children, mm-hmm. and he doesn't have a committed time when he's coming back, then he has to keep 2 days. If he has a time that he has to go back to Eretz Yisrael, then he can keep 1 day.
Because the Rav said, if you work here, in
Chutz La'aretz, the Parnassus over here, so
then you keep 2 days. Because he was talking to only Israelis.
Yeah, if he went there and he doesn't know when he's coming back, he's not sure exactly, depends what goes on, depends how it works out, he has to keep 2 days. Mm-hmm. Only if he has a committed time, I'm going for 2 years, and then I have to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Then, I'll probably keep 1 day. Okay. Same thing with the opposite. Young couples that get married, they come live in Eretz Yisrael for a little bit, for a year, for 2 years. But they're planning on going back to Chutz La'aretz. Right? They know that they're going back to Chutz La'aretz. Their mind is to go back to Chutz La'aretz. Huh? Okay. What's that lacha? They have to keep 2 days. But if they can't tell us this story, and they're here, right? They don't want to go back to Chutz La'aretz. Or maybe they'll go, they don't know, maybe in 4 years. They have no idea, but they're not planning on it. They're planning on being here. Then they can keep 1 day.
When do they do a switch over? Between 2 days and 1 day?
Huh? When they decided they're staying here. Okay. Staying in one place. Wow, come in. Lach. someone lives a half year now, the son half year, that's how it happens all the time. A lot of people pensionary. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah, a lot of our people in our building are that way.
Yeah, my buddy has neighbors like that. Downstairs. Half a year they live in outside, most of the year actually, more than half a year they live in outside. And maybe 4 or 5 months they go to Fusada because they have children over there, they want to be over there. In the winter they go to Florida, I don't know how they do. So what are they doing? How do they keep? And they have a house here and they have this side. It's another thing we'll see in a second. Okay, it says here. It says like this. If he lives half a year here, half a year there, so wherever he is, that's what he does. He's in the chutzlaretz now in this chag, he does 2 days. And that's why he does 1 day. Even if in one place he has a house, another place he's renting. That's the way he does half that. But if one place lives more than half a year, I don't know what that means. 1 day more than half a year? A month more than half a year? If someone, he lives in Eretz Yisrael, let's say, or in Chutz La'aretz. He lives, let's say, the example, lives in Eretz Yisrael. Let's say he lives in Eretz Yisrael. But most of the year he's not in the country. His wife and children are here. But he commutes, it's called commutes. Mm-hmm.
Commutes, yeah.
He goes, I know someone.
I do too.
3 weeks every month, he works in New York. Mm-hmm. And right. He's there for 1 week, 1.5 weeks. Most of the year he's not here.
Six months of the time, he's gone on an IT contract, working
months,
in New York.
6 months is not enough.
And then, you know, then he's back.
Let's say even 6 months, instead of, even if most of the time he's Chutzlaretz, mm-hmm. he does where his family lives, where his wife and kids. If they're living in Chutzlaretz, in America, in Europe, wherever they live, he does like what they do. Even here, let's say, if they live in outside, so even if he's right now in Chutzlaretz, he does like they do. Because that's where he's living, where his wife and children are, that's where he lives. That's what we consider where he lives, even if most of the year he's not here. If someone lives in Chutz La'aretz, that's also a situation. I have an uncle, my father's uncle and aunt, they always do like this. They live in, I also know someone else, they live in Chutz La'aretz, but they bought also an apartment here in Yerushalayim. And all the Chagim, they're Makpi TV in Eretz Yisrael. All the Chagim. All the three Chagim, the three holidays. And he has an apartment here. Yesh Omrim, who's this Yesh Omrim? Some say, Minchat Shlomo. That, again. And they considered Bnei Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they have to keep only 1 day. But if they're stuck in Chutz La'aretz, one time happened that they're staying in Chutz La'aretz, they have to keep over there 2 days. Only because they come here, they have to keep 1 day. If they were stuck 1 year, like this time, right here, this year they were Chutz La'aretz now, my father's uncle and aunt, just for the first Chag of Pesach, they had to keep their 2 days. Gamre. And afterwards, when they came here for Shvi'ish of Pesach, they were here. One day. Because they're usually here and they have an apartment here. Now, what happens if a Ben Eretz Yisrael, he wants to go to Chutz La'aretz on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos? He will arrive in Chutz La'aretz on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos. Right? The Baya, because where he lands over there, it's Yom Tov for everyone.
Okay.
So if it's just a what's it?
Transfer point.
He's going from one plane to the other.
Right.
And he doesn't have to
go through customs, passport control.
1 second. When he cried. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be sure that I'm going to be sure that I'm going to be sure that So, if he knows he can stay in the plane, usually that's not the situation. You have to change planes. I've been to one time that I flew, and I was able to stay in the plane. The same plane continued on. But usually, you go to a different plane, right?
Not necessarily.
No?
I was in the same situation where we flew from, like, L.A. to New York or Chicago. I have no idea where we landed. waited like 2 hours while they were boarding.
Right, that's what he did.
And then flew to Eretz Yisrael.
Uh-huh. Came back with the same thing in Belgium. The plane landed in Belgium. The team takes it all off to Belgium. Company
like a them. Bus. Come to the only ones.
Well, but they did have us go out of the plane and be in the airport for a while they were cleaning up.
Right. I mean, I landed in Brazil and they didn't let us off the plane.
But normally.
If you don't go through
passport control, you're not technically, you haven't landed.
No, but luckily, if there's a Jewish community in Alpaim Amma, usually there's no Jewish community in Alpaim Amma because the airport is usually not inside. Like that, here in Israel, the airport is very close, but also Alpaim Amma, no.
No.
Huh?
Not from the plane.
No, not from where the plane is, not from the airport.
Alpaim Amma, you have an airport base.
I say you could land in Chutz La'aretz in a place, yeah.
Actually, some of the runways are pretty close to the highway.
Hi, Choliot, from right, or Yehuda, whatever it's called there. Yeah. So, what should we do?
From the Alpamama vehicle.
From the Tchuma Zetufa. So, there is the Alpamama. There's the Moshavim over there, and there's other people. No, so, that's not a problem. Anyways. You let it fly on Yom Tov Sheni Shigaliyot. Just when you land, if there's a Jewish community in Alpaim Amma, it's rare, but let's see, there is. You're not allowed to land over there. And if there's no Jewish community, no problem to land. My uncle had a very important business meeting in New York with a goy, and the meeting was on Yom Tov Sheni Shigaliyot. So he asked the Rav, what do I do? Rav said, no problem. There's no Jewish community in the area over there. So close. I mean, from Kennedy Airport there is, but you have to cross the bay. It's not so close. I mean, Farako is right there, right? Because I mean, you don't know New York as well. Anyway, you told me you can land over there, and you can go. You can go meet them in a restaurant or hotel over there in the airport. No problem. Just don't leave the airport until after the Chag is out. If a Ben Eretz Yisrael, the second he decided, if a Ben Chutz La'aretz, he came to Eretz Yisrael, he's planning on staying here. When did he come? A week before Pesach. He came a week before Pesach and he made Aliyah. Even if not the documents, but he decided that he's staying here. And then he went for the Chag, he went to the Chutz La'aretz. But he lives in Eretz Yisrael, right after he came back, at least one day. Why? Because he decided that he's here.
By the documents, by halakha, shouldn't mean anything. The halakha came around before the state, will be here after the state.
Amen.
Continue the state of things.
Well, it did take us 4 months to fill out the paperwork to get approval. 19 bags, one hamster, and one hamster cage. So,
do you have a hamster also?
Yeah.
The cats don't eat him?
No, this is before the cats. Hamster passed away.
If someone came with a boat, tell it aside.
With?
A boat, a ship.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he decided, he's making Aliyah. In those days, he used to go by boat. Mm-hmm. By ships. So he reached Eretz Yisrael, and Yom Tov Sheni Shigaliyot. He could go off the boat and buy it. Why? He's been Eretz Yisrael. Mm-hmm. Once he reaches, he's been Eretz Yisrael.
Well, that's a good, what, month from New York?
No, it took us about 2.5 weeks to go from... How long did it take? No, we stopped.
3 weeks, though, huh? It's a three-week trip.
3 weeks?
I think so, yeah.
3 weeks, good.
That's what I had.
We had, like, a stopover of the day in, where was it?
Spain.
Something like that, yeah.
Probably Spain.
Gibraltar.
Why did you take a boat?
There were no planes in that day. I'm talking about 1952. The planes couldn't go.
That's when you went there?
Yeah.
When your parents left?
Yeah.
Your parents are buried here?
My mom is here, father there.
So you never go there?
Hmm?
Someone goes?
I went there for a funeral, or somebody paid me to go to the funeral.
But for the outside, the man. As long as you're back.
Yeah.
I went for a wedding.
How old were you when you left?
Kimon.
And you had older brothers also in there?
I was first.
Yes.
Strange in a strange land. I never felt at home there.
This is home.
Yep.
Even with all the problems.
I tell people, so your own house with a leak in the roof is better than somebody else's house with a perfect roof.
We were renting a place. The water pipe in the ceiling busted 3 times. The mold was so bad that the walls were literally caving in the kitchen, and I could see the mold. And if I can see mold, it's really bad.
If someone married a Israeli, a Ben Eretz Yisrael, married a girl from Chutz Lavitz.
Mm-hmm.
He went there, the wedding was there. A week after the wedding is Pesach. And they're going to live in Eretz Yisrael. She keeps also one day.
Of course.
She goes after her husband.
Goes after her husband.
Yeah. Even though she's never been to Eretz Yisrael, doesn't know where Eretz Yisrael. If he'd have been Eretz Yisrael.
But she married Eretz Yisrael.
Zel. Zel Alacha.
Situ.
And the opposite.
The opposite. If an Israeli girl marries a...
Ben Chutz Laaretz, she has to keep 2 days even here in Eretz Yisrael if they're here right now.
No, but if they make Aliyah.
No, I didn't say they're going to live here. They're planning on living in Chutz Lavitz.
Oh.
Now, if she's about Chutz Lavitz, is a Ben Eretz Yisrael, and they're planning on living in Chutz Lavitz, and they're going to Shlichut, let's say, for life, the Chabadnikim. Okay? And then they came to Eretz Yisrael to get married. They got married in Eretz Yisrael. And they're staying here for half a year, and then they're going to Chutz Laaretz. So right now, even though she's about Chutz Laaretz, since her husband is still in Eretz Yisrael, they'll keep 1 day. Even though he's planning on not living in Eretz Yisrael. Right now he lives in Eretz Yisrael. Just 1 day. Only when they move to Chutz Laaretz, they'll keep 2 days. So she can also keep only 1 day. This is Machlokes HaPoskim came here. Wow, big one. What happens if someone he converts? He's a Ben Chutz Laaretz and he's converting in Eretz Yisrael. And he's planning on living in Chutz Laaretz. Question is, right now when he became a convert, became Jewish, he's a Ben Eretz Yisrael. He's not a Ben anything. He's a Ben Am Yehudi. He's not a. Right now he's an Eretz Yisrael. It's like a new baby that was born, right? Like a newborn.
But he was born here.
Born here. So he's a Ben Eretz Yisrael. So should he keep 1 day in the meantime that he's here? Or do you have to keep 2? We're doing machlok in the post. The ma'aseh has to do the chumra. The chumra.
Depends what you call a chumra.
Huh? Can't do any melachos d'oraisa. The second day. Now what happened? So Ben Eretz Yisrael now happened to be in Chutz Laaretz for a chag. Yeah? So let's see what he has to do. He's a Ben Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't keep 2 days. He keeps 1 day. But as we know, at least with Paresia, he has to keep 2 days. He can. Let's see exactly what he does. Mostly he has to put on tefillin. But where does he put on tefillin? At home. Without a... Libracha, I think.
Okay, that brings up an issue.
One second.
Been there, done that.
No, there's either.
So with the bracha, right? Your next feeling with Sinai, it doesn't say without a bracha. And then he goes to shul. Put on tefillin for shul. Then he goes to shul. He davens with everyone. His own davening. With tibul. Davens shmoneh esrei, but he davens his own shmoneh esrei.
He davens tefillah shel chol hamoed.
Shel chol hamoed.
have a question about tefillin. Because Chol HaMoed, we would normally not put on tefillin.
Where is it? Chol HaMoed, there is no tefillin.
No, not in Chol HaMoed, it's in Shavuot.
Okay. Yeah. Yom Sheni Shal Shavuot. Or like the Isuchan.
Isuchan, okay, Yom Trabo. Could a Ben Eretz Yisrael, you know when...
Can I answer your question?
Yeah.
When a Ben Eretz
Yisrael... Yeah, here's, I was really confused, because you don't, we don't put on tefillin for
that. Yeah, but in Israel you do.
Yeah, right, right.
Also, some people do, actually, in England and stuff.
What?
They would put on tefillin and take it off before Hala.
Some places, but they're not doing shul.
Yes.
Anyways, one more thing, very interesting here. What do you got? We know that those who live in Chutz La'aretz and they're here now, so right now, they make a minyan, a Yom Tov Sheni minyan, right? Yeah. The question is the opposite could be? Could the Israelis, 10 Israelis in Chutz La'aretz make a minyan to themselves in a shul? A minyan chol on the Yom Tov over there?
Okay, as long as they do it in Sinah, maybe, shall we say?
Okay. In Woodland Hills, which was entirely Israeli, the Rav said 2 days.
The family is in Uman. They make a minion over there. Make a minion of Ne'er Eretz Yisrael. How do they do that?
Question. That's the question we ask the Sfarim and Ilam in Israel to make sure that you get an unbiased opinion.
Not a Breslover.
This Rav was a Breslover.
But ask Rav Shlomo Amar a question like that.
Oh no, they do it. I'm going to ask. As soon as I...
Maran Shlomo Amar.
What?
Rav
Shlomo Amar.
Maran.
He lives that far from me.
I just remember all the Balikon that would go on.
People don't realize.
So.
You know,